your Xiaomi corresponding to another Babli Daf Chof Dalet, we read new Xiaomi on Daf Yud Zayin with base at the Mishnah at Halacha Dalet. Aisha Shenodra Benozir, if Isha Behem Tov, Hakach Ifilam Bala, if a woman accepted Nazirus and designated an animal for her korban, and her husband then annulled her Nazirus, Im Shalai Hoysa Behema Teit Sevetir Beide. If it was his animal, it may graze with the flock and has no Kedusha. Im Shalai Hoysa Behema Ahatas Tomos V'Oila Tikov Tikov Oila Ushlomim Yikov Ushlomim V'Necholim Liam Echod V'Einan Turunim Lechem. If it was her animal, then if it was a Chatas, it must die. If it was an Oila, it is offered for an Oila. If it was a Shlomim, it's offered as a Shlomim. It may be eaten only for one day, like a shalminozer, and bread, which is lachminozer, is not brought with it. If you had ma'istum, which is coin set aside for the korbanos, without specifying how much for each korban, they go to an adover, which is to buy olos tzibur, to offer when the mizbech is idle. Ma'is mefroshim, they chatas yochu liyam melach. If you specify money for each korban, the money for the chatas is thrown into the Dead Sea. We may not benefit from it. The one benefit is he did not transgress me. The may oila yavir oila umaylim bahen. The may oila, the money for the oila is used to buy an oila. If one benefits from the money, he transgresses me'ila. The may shlomim yavir shlomim v'nei cholim liyam echad ve'inim turin lechem. The shlomim money is used to buy a shlomim. It's eaten for one day and night, and bread is not bought with it. Gemara says, ha, likadesh, fadja. Gemara asks what this implies. If her husband did not annul her nazirus, the animal becomes kadesh, even if it's her husband's. One cannot be makdish, what is not his. Ela b'shinosana, acher, matona, ba'amala, amalashla, yehe, leba'alech, rashusbayan. The case is that someone else gave to her a gift and told her on condition that your husband has no rights in it. Shelahin, if so, it's hers. We infer that her husband's animal would become kodesh. Amru b'matanya, shaletis anachasa, v'im ba, micha, v'kodcha, v'im lav kodcha. B'matanya answered that she has authority to use his property for what is needed. If he came and protested and annulled her, it's not needed, so it's not kodesh. If not, then it is kodesh. Taman admeisa ime tira be'ide lachat amahachin. The Gemara asks, there you say that if one separated an animal and permitted his Nazirus, it may graze with the flock. And here you say that if it was her animal, if it was a Chatas, it must die, etc. Taman hazokin oike sanedo meikoi v'amhocha in oike ela mikan lahabo. The Gemara answers, there a Chacham uproots the vow retroactively. It turns out that he was never annulled for the animal's cholin. Here, hasn't uproot retroactively, rather he annuls from now onwards. Mi mefe'es sha'ala, who annuls the chiyuv to bring korbanos upon her if she observed 30 days before the hafara? Since he annuls from now onwards, she finished nazirus and must bring korbanos. And with Yisrael Chanina, gezeirus apostrophe, hefe'es nidra, hefe'es ma sha'ala, mi shu hefe'es nidra, hu mefe'es sha'ala, hu mefe'es ma sha'ala. Yisrael Chanina answered that it's a gezeirus apostrophe. Bosak says, Vafa es nidra, ashialea, and he will annul the vows upon her. And we expound as if it says, Behafa es ma shealeha, the one who he annuls her vow of Nazirus, he annuls the chi of korbanos upon her.